This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass. Who have we got next, Tass?
Well, Macca, we're going to talk about the Mardi Gras election, which is coming up. Mardi Gras have... the last couple of years have had a fairly controversial AGM.
They're not alone in that.
They've had factions upon factions upon factions, and all sorts of tickets. And we're actually going to talk to one of the groupings who are actually, for as I understand it, opposed to Scott Morrison from being invited to Mardi Gras. In fact, what they wish to do is to formally uninvite Scott Morrison as our current Prime Minister. But we're going to have a chat with one of the ticket holders. We're going to talk with Bridget Harrilew, who's the third candidate on this sort of, you know, uninvite Scott Morrison ticket. Bridget, good morning. Are you there?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, did I give a reasonably good précis of what this is all about?
Yeah, I think the Mardi Gras board elections to elect people to, you know, the people who control this massive, you know, multi-million dollar organization that gets huge sponsorships from big corporations and makes one of the biggest events on the queer calendar, I mean, in Australia, you know, perhaps in the Asia Pacific generally, seeing as how many tourists it attracts every year, is a really important election, and that also great function of the AGM is a democratic place for us as Mardi Gras members and as people in the queer community to be able to have a discussion and introduce discourse and ideas about politics and about the role of the queer community and the role of Mardi Gras as a celebration, as a parade. So yeah, that democratic voice of the membership to the board, that's what the AGM is all about, and that's what the elections are also, you know, hopefully trying to achieve for us.
So tell us about the ticket that you're on, Bridget, because you're on there with, I believe, three other candidates on your ticket.
Yep.
And your ticket is called Pride in Protest. Tell us what Pride in Protest believe.
So Pride in Protest is a collective of activists who believe in bringing Mardi Gras back to its original form, you know, a radical protest that intervenes into politics on behalf of queer rights and is a political force in society. So we really recognise and hark back to the history of the 1978 first Mardi Gras, which was a protest and a celebration, but was actually shut down brutally by police. People were arrested. They were victims of police brutality. They were thrown into jail. They were outed in newspapers and lost their jobs. It was not as compatible with what we see Mardi Gras now, which has a lot of corporate sponsorships, you know, has the Prime Minister of the Liberal Party attending in some cases. For us, it's kind of acquiescing and bowing down to all of these big money and big politician types, and we just don't really see that as true to the core.
But Bridget, don't you think the world has changed? We've moved from a point of where we needed to protest to now where we want to celebrate our difference.
Absolutely.
And celebrate inclusiveness.
Yeah, I think celebration is a key part of it for us. And what are we celebrating? Are we celebrating, you know, police forces that just last week have strip searched Indigenous children, have murdered Kumanjayi Walker in his home after he was coming back from sorry business from the from the death of a family member. We're talking about politicians who are, as we speak, introducing a religious freedom bill that seeks to allow queer students and queer teachers in religious institutions like schools to be fired on the basis of their incompatibility with a religion. This is entrenching the right to discriminate. What progress are you talking about? The progress that I see in terms of racism and colonialism against Aboriginal people, in terms of children, trans youth and queer children being targeted by Liberal politicians as talking points, and they're caught in the crossfire. There's no time rather than today to be fighting for queer rights. I see it as the pinnacle of our fight right now. We may have won marriage equality, and I was on the streets at the train station at Ashfield handing out flyers to everybody to vote yes, and we were a huge part of that campaign. Lots of Pride in Protest members were, but I think that the vilification of trans people by our current Prime Minister in his talking of gender whisperers, who are people simply trained to identify and provide support to trans children, is attacking every part of our community, and we're not just going to stand by and take it. So I think we have progressed, and we're standing up for our rights.
I'm very encouraged by your enthusiasm and your advocacy for dealing with these rights and these issues. But what I'm trying to understand is what it is that you're trying to change here.
Yeah, so we've got a variety of motions that are set up. The first is to bar Scott Morrison from attending the parade. Not that he's shown any interest in coming, but we think that there's a political symbolic point in saying that someone who promotes gay conversion therapy and wants to put a religious freedom bill in Parliament isn't welcome at our parade. The second thing we'd like to do is to remove the police float, purely in solidarity with First Nations communities who are still impacted by the ongoing police brutality, violence, deaths in custody. That's literally very relevant this week and last week. Thirdly, we want to introduce a review of the human rights grounds of the corporate sponsorships that we accept. So we've seen London Pride in 2018, just a year ago, successfully get Virgin Airlines to change their policy on deporting refugees. We want to do exactly the same thing to Qantas. Qantas has had a vote in their shareholder group where a third of people voted to stop the deportations, which in a corporation like Qantas is a massive, huge sway. And so we want to put the pressure on them. We think that as a community, we have built our power and we have built our, you know, influence in society, and that we can pressure Qantas to stop deporting refugees and to take a stand against the horrible human rights violations that are happening on Manus Island and in, you know, our detention centres all across Australia as well, and send that message to the Liberal Party that we're not going to sit by while they lock up and torture innocent people who are simply seeking asylum, which is legal.
So, Bridget,
we've got a few more motions.
Hang on.
The fourth is to support
Bridget.
And the fifth one is to reduce.
Just stop for a second.
Sorry, I just wanted to get through the motions.
Well, you've given us three. Let's unpack those.
Stop for a second. It's Macca here. I'm a 78er. I know why I marched, and I know that the last 40-odd years, what I've done around these issues, I'm not unsympathetic to the issues you've raised. However, what is the connection of some of those issues with Mardi Gras? Mardi Gras
Qantas is a sponsor of Mardi Gras.
Yeah, hang on. You've talked about a whole lot of other issues, right? I'm sympathetic to those issues, but they are not issues, they're not reasons why Mardi Gras exists, and I think you're drawing a very long bow, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that for a lot of people, the struggle to connect different marginalised groups' struggle for freedom and for justice can be a hard connection. So I'm a non-Indigenous person.
It's a spurious connection. It's a spurious connection, Bridget.
I'm a settler to this country. And so for me to have solidarity with Aboriginal people, maybe for you that's a stretch, but for me, that's a really serious
excuse me, it's not a stretch.
Very seriously.
It's not a stretch.
I take it very seriously.
So do I.
I think
but
that
Mardi
the
Gras,
violence
no, Bridget, Mardi Gras is about the LGBTIQ community.
And First Nations people are LGBTIQ. We've got sister girls, brother boys, we've got queer Indigenous people all across the country that want to march in the parade and see men with guns who violate their community every day walking down the street with them. And I don't think that makes them feel safe. And we've had a lot of Indigenous folks support us and say, you know what, the police have never made us feel safe and we don't want them there until they address the issue of deaths in custody.
And what about all those police... Bridget, what about all
and
those...
in terms of the corporate sponsors, Qantas
it's hard to get a word
a
in
very
really,
easily talk. Well, I'm on here for your show to talk to you, so if you want me to stop talking, you feel free to end the call.
Happy to, if you like.
Would you like me to continue talking?
Bridget, we want to have a conversation. We don't want you to talk at us. We would like to have a conversation with you, if that's okay.
I feel like me expressing my opinions is why I'm on the show. So if you'd like me to continue, I was going to talk about Qantas and Gilead, which I think are really two really big corporations that we're targeting in our motion.
Okay, tell us about Qantas.
So Qantas currently has a role in deporting asylum seekers back to countries in which homosexuality is illegal. A lot of queer refugees and queer asylum seekers are fleeing persecution on the basis of their sexuality. And not just that, they're fleeing from countries in which they are imprisoned by us, in which homosexuality is illegal. So we are actively perpetrating violence against queer people through our refugee policy, and Qantas has a role in that, and they are a sponsor of Mardi Gras. So I feel that connection is quite clear. In terms of Gilead, Gilead is a country, is a corporation that in the US, they price gauge the price of PrEP, which is an HIV reduction medication, to $2,000 a box or $20,000 for a year's supply. That's a huge increase in the price. It makes it incredibly inaccessible for queer people to access HIV-reducing medication, life-saving medication. And we think that having them sponsor our parade is hugely hypocritical and incompatible with the values of supporting the HIV positive community and making sure that what happened in the 1980s doesn't happen again. And when you put a huge price barrier like that and patent, you know, the medication in such a way that people are unable to access it because it's so expensive, we believe that that's a human rights violation.
And Bridget, you've just outlined a range of arguments about why some of these people should be excluded from Mardi Gras. When is the AGM? And could you tell us a bit more about what can be expected from our listeners and what might happen on the day of the AGM? So when is the AGM?
It's on the 30th of November at 11 a.m.
Okay.
And what they can expect is to be able to vote on these motions. So, you know, you have a democratic right as a member of the Mardi Gras, you know, organization to go to this AGM and have your say. You can respond to our motions with your own amendments. If you feel that there's parts of it that you disagree with, but parts that you do agree with, you could propose amendments. You can respond to the motions with how you actually feel about it and have your voice on these topics. And so, you know, by coming on here, I do want to have a discussion and I do want to have an ongoing conversation. And that's what these motions are actually about.
That's fantastic.
We're putting forward what we think and we're opening that discussion up to the whole broader Mardi Gras membership, you know, to have this discussion and have this vote on whether they agree with us or not, or whether they want to amend them and propose something new, something different. We're completely open to that, and we've actually met with the board of Mardi Gras as a ticket to move forward and see how we can work together. And the board have been very open about listening to us and about taking this on board. You know, they've offered to hold some town halls. Perhaps there's ways for us to work through these issues together. So we're definitely coming from it with the perspective of having an ongoing conversation and definitely open to people contributing to this.
Bridget, we've run out of time.
How many members are there in Mardi Gras, Bridget?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask the Board of Mardi Gras for the most updated membership list. It changes every year. It fluctuates.
Okay, cool. I was just wondering what sort of number of people we're talking about that are going to that will vote on this.
It might end up being a fiery AGM.
Usually, the actual AGM, it's about 300. Last year was about 300 people.
Cool,
Bridget. We have run out of time. Really appreciate your spending some time with us and talking to us about some of the issues that are important to you as part of your ticket. All the best with the elections. We've had a little bit of listener feedback, which we would like to come back to very, very quickly. And very, Macca, do you want to do that now or do you want to do that later?
Okay, look, one says banning politicians is one thing, police is another. The police do some ghastly things and make mistakes, but so do we. The day we all become perfect, we can throw stones. Now, there's another one here.
That was from Scott
yep.
and from Flemington. Scott and Brendan from Flemington, who also says, love your show.
Yeah, and another one here, Mardi Gras, you know, it sold out years ago, and by that I don't mean tickets. It's very corporate nature, excludes many who aren't privileged. Mm-hmm. Whatever Pride in Protest do...
Definitely.
This person thinks it's gone too far to be fixed. Perhaps go to the New York model and create a corporate free march that welcomes all. Look, it's a difficult... there's a number of other ones there, Bridget, but, you know, I fully support the democratic process. I hope... one thing I hope that, you know, the meeting, that all this needs to be discussed and that, you know, whatever comes out of it, that, you know, Mardi Gras...
Macca, there's another comment here yep. from Paul. Paul from Eaglemont, who says, how about fixing what's wrong with Mardi Gras? In an era of equality, why Mardi Gras has a massive, in uppercase, VIP area and the paid-up members in the Diamond Club can't get yes. to the parade's edge? Well, there we go. So, I mean, look, obviously this is going to generate a lot of debate. This is often the case in our community, and I think discussion is something that we should be very open to and should always welcome.
Yep.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.